tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome into another episode of The Good Wife, right here on AfterBuzz TV and AfterBuzzTV.com. We are talking sticky content today, this Sunday night in wonderful mid-November. Hopefully it's not dead freezing wherever you are out there in the United States. It's LA here, so it never gets too bad, but we know it's cold all over the country. Hopefully you guys are sitting by the fire watching The Good Wife this evening like we were here at the AfterBuzz Studios. I'm Bobby. That's Tara. That's Allison. We're back as always. Guys, thank you for holding down the fort this week. Hello.
We missed you last week.
Yeah. You don't have to lie.
I know everyone out there missed Bobby.
Nobody missed me. They were celebrating that I was gone.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
I am so quiet without you.
I am back to serve as the evil villain again in the comments section on YouTube, which reminds me, before we get going, if you guys are on iTunes or YouTube, rate us on iTunes. Hopefully you don't rate us too badly. Rate them, not me. You can rate
them.
Be nice.
We're working for five stars.
Six stars.
And if you're on YouTube, comment below on YouTube. Also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at AfterBuzz TV. Follow us on all those outlets. We will give ours at the end of the show. Let's jump in right now. We got a lot to talk about.
Let's do it.
Thankfully, there's no Elsbeth in this episode. I know we were critical of people like that. This episode was phenomenal.
This is amazing.
One of those classic Good Wife episodes. Let's just jump right in with Carrie and Lamont Bishop. Where do we even start? So apparently this tape is legit.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Let's start at the end of the show.
Okay.
Bishop weaseling out on the tape. Oh, sometimes you just talk. You don't mean what you say. You blow off steam. Mm-hmm. Nobody's buying that.
That was the lamest thing I've ever heard.
The thing about it is, for Carrie to accept that's someone's telling me to my face, I want you dead. But I was just joking. You know, my feelings was hurt. I was mad. But I didn't really mean it. Excuse me?
Do you think Carrie accepted it? Or do you think it was just Carrie's like, I'm like 2 feet shorter than this guy, and I want to get out of here
yeah,
right now?
I think Carrie played it smart.
Yeah.
I think he played it smart. But I think it was, it's really scary to hear someone on a tape plotting to kill you, and this is the week that it's supposed to happen.
Do you have experience knowing that?
No, thank goodness I don't, but I felt Carrie's pain throughout this episode. So you're in the week that you're supposed to catch one in the back of the head, and now you're standing in front of the guy who has put all this emotion. He can tell me whatever he wants to tell me. I'm going to believe it just so I can sleep at night.
Catch one is an interesting phrase.
Well, that noise. What did he say?
I'm with you. I live down the street from a nightclub called Catch One.
Oh.
And I never thought about it before. Probably not going to be going there anymore.
But Carrie showed me that he has a lot of balls.
Oh.
You know, mm-hmm. Just because he's short and little and cute.
Cute,
doesn't
though.
Mean he can't stand up for himself.
And I appreciated
I really appreciated that scene.
And I think for the first time, we may have seen Lamont actually get a little shaken, too.
He was a little
I thought he was a little shocked because it was not just the fact that Carrie was in his house, mm-hmm. but the fact that Carrie looked him straight in his eye and said, because I heard a tape mm-hmm. where you're trying to plot my murder. He had to weasel out of it some way. I felt Lamont shaking in his boots a little bit.
Not only did he look him in his eyes, he stepped forward a little closer to him and was like, yeah.
Big balls.
So
big balls, Carrie. Big balls.
I'm here. In your house.
This is a PG-13 version.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. Much courage, Carrie. A lot of courage.
What are you going to do?
And this is totally on a much smaller scale, but Carrie also has now stood up to Kalinda. And I know that mm-hmm. that doesn't compare to Lamont. I'm not trying to compare the two, but it is Carrie being a man standing up
finally.
And standing metaphorically tall. So mm-hmm. you guys are right. He's getting a little bit tougher. We're going to have to see him develop because of his storyline.
He has to.
Here's the thing about Lamont, though. Lamont is not... There is no honor among thieves. And I know Lamont dresses very well. He speaks very well.
Yes.
He's very intelligent. He's very clean and well-kept. Mm-hmm. And he's sort of that businessman, drug dealer. He's playing that thing to a T. He's mm-hmm. very intimidating. He's still a criminal. And mm-hmm. criminals are not honorable men. Just in general, I'm sure Lamont's, not a great guy, but he's got a kid and all that. So I'm mm-hmm. sure there's good aspects to him. He's still not honorable.
Right.
So he's not, I know that Carrie stands up to him and does the honorable thing or whatever, but I think that only makes Lamond more upset, mm-hmm. more angry. He got showed up. Maybe nobody mm-hmm. saw it. It was in private. He still got yeah. showed up. And Allison, you have this thing about Carrie's new bodyguard,
mm-hmm.
Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think something funny going on with him?
Definitely. I don't know if they're friends, if they worked with each other in the past.
You mean him and Lamond?
No. Carter and Lamond. They have something going on because the minute he got off that elevator, he looked at him like, oh, no, you... What's going on? Like,
or Lamond was a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
And I really, no, I don't think that. I think they have some type of connection, and I don't know where to draw the two.
But it's strange, though, because it's not as if Carrie got off the elevator and said, mm-hmm. this is my bodyguard, mm-hmm. right? And you're saying, I mean, the guy introduced himself as a, you know, ex-pro right. football player,
basketball player, right?
It could have been a new client. You're in a law firm. It could have been a new client. So how did Lamond know this was his new bodyguard?
Because something's fishy. Maybe that bodyguard is there to portray as a bodyguard, but maybe he's the one that's going to take Carrie out.
So you think the bodyguard could be working on the inside?
I don't trust
him. That's a whopper of a prediction.
Called him in, and anything that Kalinda has, you know what I have to say, guys? If it quacks like a duck, walk like a duck.
But look, you know? I mean, like you're saying, Lamond Bishop is a very smart guy who has been watching Carrie and Carrie's actions and Kalinda's also. And what better way to knock off Carrie but to put someone inside? Mm-hmm. Because the bodyguard's going to be the last person you think of. Kalinda put this bodyguard in place, so it's not going to go back right. to Lamond. It's not. You know, obviously going to go back to, immediately going to go back to Lamond.
Lamond knows Kalinda's next move, so he knew, you know what, she's going to call someone to protect him. I'm going to put my secret man in there. He knows everything. He knows where he's at, what he's doing, who he just got the phone with. Like, he hears everything. He knows everything. And I really think something is going to go down with Mr. Carter.
My secret man.
I don't trust him at all.
The secret man inside.
I don't want to get too far off topic, but it is related to it. Let's talk a little bit about Kalinda. We'll talk about more about her in a minute, but specifically this Carrie and Lamond issue.
Mm-hmm.
I read something, I believe it was Entertainment Weekly this week, just today actually, that the guy who plays Lamond, who was here on Good Wife several weeks ago, who was mm-hmm. here on an AfterBuzz After Show, he said, it's an interesting prediction everybody's making, Lamond's going to kill Kalinda. He said, it's too obvious, it's probably not going to happen. So... Mm. I know Kalinda's going to leave during or at the end of this
right.
season. We've known that for a while about
the
actress.
What? I don't want to make a prediction, but...
Well, that's what I was going to ask you guys.
It may be that girlfriend, because at the end, she got in trouble. Mm-hmm. We don't know why.
Well, we know why.
She's
going to be like, you know what, Kalinda, you think you slick, but you're trying to cost me my job, and I'm going to cost you your soul.
Whoa. So cost you your soul. I've never heard that before. Yeah. I've got to cost you your soul.
Yeah, your soul.
Are you writing rap lyrics?
We're taking deep here.
I am a rapper.
Oh my
goodness.
Take right. your soul.
Getting hot right now. Sweating in here.
Take your soul.
I'm really nervous. I'm seeing visions like what Carrie was seeing.
Don't step on my toes, Bobby.
The black lipstick and everything.
Right.
Just, woo!
Take your soul.
Leather jacket. All right.
Wow. Okay.
They call me Darth Vader.
If you want to live tweet this after show or tweet with us, use the hashtag take your soul. I will look up that hashtag later. So if you are tweeting, hashtag take your soul, we will respond to every tweet on the hashtag. Hopefully there's not too many.
Right. But that's for real though. Take your soul. Wow. I'm going to use that one again.
Woo! Okay. Back to Carrie. Yeah. Settle down over there. Why don't you take about the next 30 seconds off? Tara, let's talk. So, Carrie, I'm very, like you guys are, I'm very impressed with how tough he's being. Mm-hmm. I can't help but wonder, though, when you call the bluff too many times. Lamond doesn't mess around. Lamond is not just selling drugs. We know he's had other people killed within the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And we didn't explore that car accident to know if that was real or not. But there was the other guy who flipped that was killed. That was a murder. Lamond clearly called that mm-hmm. hit. We know this is what he does. He's not the cool dude who just picks up his son from school. He's a bad man.
Yeah.
You can't... to go to Lamond one time... And to do what Carrie did, maybe it's a little impressive to Lamond to say, we're on the same page, you're not going to flip on me, I'm not going to hurt you. But Carrie can't ever do that again. And not only can he never do that again, he really has no play from here besides not flipping on Lamond, which is what he told him he was going to do. Mm-hmm. And if Carrie now goes against the word he gave Lamond, it has to be over.
Yeah,
period.
Well, I think regardless of whether Carrie flips or not, being who Lamond is... And I think Lamond looked him in the eye and said, if you don't bother me, you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. I don't believe a word of that. I don't believe a word of anything Lamond said. So I believe whether Carrie flips or not, Carrie's gone.
Who else in this episode today said, if you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you? Mm-hmm. Frank Prady.
Oh, Frank
in
Prady.
A different way.
Oh, wow,
and
right.
Guess what? Frank Prady said it, and then he throws the first punch.
Right.
And I know it was his pack or whatever.
Right.
We all know that's a lie. Frank said, hey, no negativity. Neither one of us, uh-huh. but I'm going to get the first jab in.
Mm-hmm.
If Frank can do it, Lamond can do it.
Believe you me.
But my question is, why did he make the tape if it was
what
apparently
did
he didn't really mean it?
Yeah. I just think it was a flimsy excuse. I mean, because it was even his delivery, you know, Lamond normally... When he talks to Kalinda,
was
his voice
prepared,
is very
you know?
Low. His words are very deliberate. This was almost like, Carrie, come
Here's,
on.
I've been working on a theory. It's like halfway there. I know there are probably holes in it, y'all poking, and that's cool. I want to know what you think. But I'm serious about this. I've been working on a theory. I think Lamond is too smart to get wiretapped at this point,
mm-hmm.
especially talking so broadly about killing Carrie without using code names and code words.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not that dumb. So I think this was on purpose for the FBI to pick up the wiretap because he's testing Carrie. He knows that, A, if Carrie flips on him, he must be able to legally defeat the wiretap and he's not going to get in trouble. And B, if Carrie knows that he's on wire saying, I'm going to kill you, and Carrie doesn't flip on him,
right.
Lamond now knows for sure, and he does based on that meeting, Carrie's in his back pocket. And so I think this is Lamond using the FBI as an intermediary to test Carrie.
Yeah,
so, and that's why it was such a hokey thing. I'm going to kill Carrie, shoot, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
Take care of it next week. Too obvious. Lamond's not that dumb. This was a test for Carrie. Carrie, you know, quote unquote, passed it because he didn't flip on Lamond. Now Lamond knows he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if he is, but now he does.
Yeah, but I don't think, and as we saw in the preview, Carrie has no intention of flipping.
Yeah.
Now, will his back be put up against the wall until he gets to the point where he has to flip? I mean, that remains to be seen. But I think regardless, Carrie is gone. I think he is at the top of Bishop's list to get rid of.
So. I just think Carrie has a lot of information, know a lot of things about Lamond. But I don't think Bishop really think Carrie would turn on him, you know? I just think he put that in there, like, just in case they're trying to get to you, you better know where you came from. You know, you used to work with me. You know what I can do, so.
Either way, Carrie, I hear Hong Kong is just phenomenal. Phenomenal place
it
to live.
It is a fantastic place to visit,
Hong Kong, Nairobi.
Any place.
You know, Prague. You pick your city.
Just
get out
get
of the country.
Carrie's going to be the last man standing. It's too many episodes. He's going to be here to the end.
I don't know if he'll be. It's too far to predict that, but he definitely is not going to get killed in the next 3 weeks.
No. If he's free, in jail, that may be different. There may be a more orange in his future. We don't know, but I mean, if they continue like they did today, I mean, this is the second episode where he and Kalinda broke the 30-foot rule. You know, we're going to have the little, you know, pre-trial officer back again. He may be locked up again
if that lady comes back.
I thought that was her.
Linda
Lavin,
and I love you.
What are you, like, on her good side? You're trying to, like, get a shout-out?
I don't like her.
I do. Linda Lavin.
No.
Last thing to talk about with Carrie, I'm trying to think if there's other stuff. The bodyguard's the most interesting part to me. It'll be interesting to see what the backstory is with that bodyguard. Nothing on camera. Obviously, you only have so many minutes to produce a show in an hour. You got 44 minutes or whatever. Nothing on camera is done by accident. And the look between Lamond and the bodyguard was too significant, too long, and he kept going back. It was from too many angles to just be Lamond sizing up a guy.
Yeah.
Lamond sizes up anybody, and he's not intimidated by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not intimidation. There's something deeper there.
Right.
Well, so you agree with me.
Yeah.
I
don't know if it's an insider. I don't know. Maybe the bodyguard is a former, you know, maybe they went to school together. Maybe they went to high school together.
Yeah.
But there's some history between the two of them.
But can we at least comment on the difference between Carrie and Kalinda from last week? There's a difference between the two of them. Like, last week is when Carrie told Kalinda, go to hell, right?
Yeah.
And I'm done with you. This week he was, thank you so much. You know, first he was like,
it's
Kalinda,
business.
Why are you in my apartment? Right, it's business.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that nice to Lena Delaney in the FBI's office.
I like that. He's really being a little tough butt today, you know?
You gotta grow up fast when you're facing that 15 years in federal prison.
He really, like, checked her, like, oh, and next time you want to bring someone in my office, make sure she's not messing around with my ex-girlfriend.
No, did he say ex or did he use the word
ex?
I thought he just said girlfriend. I thought he just said plain out girlfriend.
Too.
Not even ex.
Are you sure?
I think so. Let us know out there.
We have I to think it was girlfriend.
Rewind yeah. that DVR and
no,
let us
he
know.
He doesn't claim her. He's over her.
Well, no, I know, but that got to Lena, and it totally killed Lena's credibility.
Yep.
Lena later leaks the tape to Kalinda, who gives the tape to her audio guy, and that's going to get Lena in a lot of trouble with
totally.
Stu Harper and the FBI. But that's the first scene. Remember in that scene, he says, I don't remember verbatim, but he says, next time, don't bring the girl who's messing around with my girlfriend.
Right.
And Stu Harper was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And that right there,
like,
that's the first thing, and then Carrie repeated it, and Stu Harper was like, what are you doing, Lena?
Exactly.
You know there was a very ugly conversation between the two of them after Carrie
leaves. And
then
when she gets caught in the office, he clearly said you're messing with Kalinda, yep. So, you know.
Oh, she's out of here.
Trouble.
So that writes out, that will probably eventually write out Lena along with Kalinda, and
yeah.
Carrie did it because this is Carrie's revenge. You want to mess with my girl? I'll mess with your career.
Oh,
right.
You're going to be working security in Abilene.
It's really tough.
If
watch
you
out,
get
Carrie.
Part-time. Not even full-time.
Part-time security.
Part-time, so no benefits.
Seasonal.
seasonal Santa Mall security
yeah,
at the
that's
mall
funny.
In Abilene, Texas from the FBI.
Have fun with that.
Right.
All right. We got Kalinda. We got the bodyguard. Carrie and Bishop. Anything I'm missing on them before we move on? I think we kind of...
Well, we also wanted to just hit on going about Lena Delaney.
Yeah.
Who do we think leaked the information to Stu? I know Carrie tipped Stu Harper mm-hmm. off when he made the comments about you know, banging my girlfriend, that kind of thing. But do we think it was Carrie who told Stu that the wiretap got leaked? Kalinda who told
Bishop.
Lamont? Like,
I don't think he would. I don't know if Bishop would have known that Kalinda had access to the
right.
wire. I think... Kalinda gave it to the audio guy. All
mm-hmm.
we saw was Kalinda gave it to our audio
mm-hmm.
guy. The audio guy, we don't know anything about him.
No.
He doesn't have an incentive to go back
yeah.
to the FBI.
No.
You know, there's nothing there. So it would have had to have been Kalinda.
I mean, I can either, it's either A or B. It's either Bishop being sneaky. Of course he knows. Kalinda gets everything. He goes to her and be like, what's going on? So, I mean, that's not a hard one. He either did it, or Kalinda's like, oh, you're going to give me a proposition. I have to choose you. You know, she doesn't like that. So she's playing along with, like, okay, I got this. And as we all know, she cares about no one but herself.
Right.
And Kalinda did it. She was like, I'm going to fix you. Now you're bye-bye. Oh, I want to take it serious, but...
I think it's Kalinda all the way for the very simple fact that by the end of the season, they have to write her out somehow
mm-hmm.
that is believable. And Bishop killing her is probably too obvious, and you don't want to play that card unless you really have to at the end of this season. So I think this sets up Lena being angry with Kalinda. And I'm not saying Lena's going to kill her, but it just gives another person a motive to do something to her or to have Kalinda leave or something else to happen. The more people Kalinda does wrong to or gets in a disagreement with is just another person you can add to that list of people
mm-hmm.
that want to eliminate Kalinda.
Right.
And I don't necessarily mean murder,
right.
but want to do
build
something to her that'll be easier to write her off in a story that we may not necessarily see coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
why I think it was Kalinda.
I think it was Kalinda because I'm thinking Kalinda's getting to the point, especially because the agent gave her that ultimatum of, I want you to take this more seriously. I think it comes to a point she has to wait and go, how much more can I really get from you? Like, can you benefit me any more in this investigation? Everything's out. The feds have talked to Carrie about flipping, you know, Lamont. Mm-hmm. Lamont knows that the wiretap is out there. So I think in Kalinda's mind, she's like, I don't need you any longer. You know, it's been
That's
fun.
Sad.
You want more, and I don't give more.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just wrap this up in a nice bow, report you to your people, and you're out of there.
Yeah, and then Kalinda is no worse for the wiser, at least in her mind, because she didn't break it off with Lena. Lena was moved by the FBI or whatever her penalty is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to take it seriously, Lena,
right, yeah.
but the FBI moved you to Honolulu. So sorry. You know, whatever, whatever's going on.
She ain't getting that vacation.
Yeah, that's
well,
too nice.
But if you're an FBI agent, Honolulu is probably the worst place to be.
Oh,
nothing to do.
There's nothing
you know?
To do.
And the cost of living is
well,
really high.
Take me. You know, you can send me there, FBI, Honolulu.
You go to Honolulu.
I'll take that.
Move her to Mexico City. But either way, Kalinda can walk away from that being like, oh, shucks, you got moved. I don't know who leaked it. It was fun while it lasted. Exactly.
Right.
I was ready to take it seriously.
Right.
Sorry you're not going to be around.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly, yeah. And Kalinda can then go
back
to Carrie.
That's kind of a player move.
If Carrie will take her back, we will see.
I bet he will. If he's facing prison, he probably will take what he can get. Never been there myself. Just have a feeling.
Carrie deserves better. Someone like me. But, you know, moving along.
Wow. All right.
Nice to slip that in.
Let's use Kalinda. We want to remind you guys again, too, if you're on iTunes, if you're listening to the podcast, subscribe and rate us. If you are on YouTube and you are commenting below, we've got a question for you guys today. Because this is up in the air, and we can predict this all year, but it's not as fun if we predict it. So we want to hear from you guys. Knowing what we know right now today, after this episode, how does Kalinda get written out of the series? We want to hear from you. Does she get murdered by Bishop? Delaney do something to her?
Nice.
Does she flat out quit in kind of maybe a boring way to go? What happens? We want to hear from you guys on YouTube. Comment as you're watching this. How does Kalinda get written out of the series? When does she go? Is she going to be gone in a couple episodes, or will it be till the end of the season? And how does she leave? Does she leave in a body bag? Or does she leave of her own volition? We want to hear from you guys. We will use the best ones as predictions the rest of the year, but we'll take credit for them. We won't even give you
credit. Yeah, we will take credit for them.
We'll give you a shout out. They're the mean ones. I'm the nice
just
one.
Playing. We'll give you a shout out. All right, let's move on. Let's talk a little Alicia now. Let's talk about the Good Wife. This is the Good Wife, so let's talk about the wife herself. Let's start with the dino, the Democrat in name only, Frank Prady, which is, of course, I follow politics probably more than I should because it'll make you insane, but this is a great caricature of Republican versus Tea Party politics and the rhino, Republican in name only, you guys have seen with Tea Partiers lofting this accusation at establishment Republicans, and this is the perfect funny thing to see with Frank Prady and the dinosaur because the commercial's so damn corny.
Oh, it was terrible.
But you knew it right away. It's like Jurassic Park where the water is like shaking because the big steps
corny.
And stuff.
It was so corny. Yeah. The only good part about it was when he went in the closet. I was like, I chuckle, like, oh, so he's in the closet.
So let me ask you a question, and I'm going to just use the full explicit language warning. Guys, is Frank full of shit?
Yes. I think he absolutely is. I don't know, something about his, he's almost attempting to be too sincere. Here's this box of information that Castro dropped on me.
Not
I haven't
only is it
opened
a box,
it.
It's taped.
Yeah, it's a taped shoebox.
Think about the first time he came to tell her that he was going to run.
Right. And what happened to that? What happened to all that hostility? Yeah. When he left at that time, Alicia was not attempting to be his friend. There was no kumbaya. Yeah. There was none of that. So,
I think they have some dirt that he knows that they find this. I think he's really, he's gay. Let's just put it out there. He's gay. And they have something that he does not want to be leaked. And he's trying to befriend her and, you know, manipulate her. And I really think he is full of it.
Our boy campaign manager, Johnny, said he's up 3 points in the polls. He wants to remain status quo.
Yeah.
Let's play good. And it's a good point. What would Frank do if he was down 8 points? Would he be doing the same thing?
Oh, no. Because he said to her, I think I can run a good race.
Not, of course you do. You're up three.
Right.
Yeah.
Not, oh, I think we can do this. You know, we can change politics and we can run a good race and see what happens. He's like, I think I can win a good race. Let's run a good race. So, no, I think he's totally trying to get her.
Without being negative towards your opponent?
Can you run a good race without being negative? Ooh, not since what, 1950?
Maybe you
can in the local mayoral race.
Maybe he's trying to change the game.
He's not. That's what I'm saying. He's full of crap.
I don't think. Yeah,
he's not
changing the
game.
I think he's trying to find a niceness.
That was good. That's nice. That's nice. After that other comment, that's good for you trying to retain.
You're saying Frank Prady is not trying to hashtag take your soul.
No. Right. I don't believe that the strategy works. If my pack does something, call me. What is that going to do? They've already done it. They've already put it out there. You know, people don't know Alicia. So the imprint, the effect, the influence has already happened. So if she calls you up on your, you know, private cell number,
how mad she gets.
It doesn't do anything.
That's actually a good point.
He's getting off on it.
That's a good point. Really? He's what he's done now is he's open carte blanche to do whatever he wants because you didn't have a written agreement. It's all words. Who cares? You can't enforce it. So he's open up carte blanche to do whatever he wants, and then he gets her private number to private number, and he's not like wiretapping it, but he gets to hear her reactions and then can keep playing from that and not only enjoy it. I don't mean like in a sadistic way.
Right. No, he's
but
feeding
I do
off
mean,
of it as far
exactly.
As, you
he
know.
Gets to feed off of it and use it right. to his advantage to say, not only am I in your head, you're going to tell me exactly how I'm in your head.
Well, he's controlling her campaign.
But she's kind of doing a good job because when he gave her that evidence And Lord knows the things we found in there. This is where the title The Good Wife comes in, because she was an excellent wife when she found out that he was sleeping with old girl who was her old best friend who made her. And, you know, they did that interview together. And
right.
She really,
sleeping
she really
with old girl.
Old girl. She did that real classy,
Is she a good wife, or she's is she just wife. Used to Peter being a dog?
See,
she's a good wife.
I actually was disturbed by the fact that she was so calm, because I since the show has started, you're right, she started as the good wife. She stood by her husband as he went through all the scandal and that type of thing. But she's changed so much and, you know, commanded her life and changed her life. But as soon as this whole kind of possible scandal came to her eyes again, what did she do? Revert exactly back to what she was season one.
But she warned him this time and said, next time around, I'm not going to be by yourself.
I get that, but I would have expected that from her from that initial phone call. Because when she picked up the phone, she was pissed.
And she changed it. You got to understand, as a wife, till death do us part, even though we go through those trialing times, them hardships, we still pull the stick by each other's side. So I really do think she's a good wife. She's doing a great job.
So
she's doing better than Peter.
You would stick by a husband's side who's having affairs
behind
you.
Y'all asking about me and Alicia's two different people now.
But see, that's what I'm asking. Because this is what's going on. It's not, I'm going through a certain personal problem, blah, blah, blah. The personal problem is he's putting his...
She's smart.
Yeah.
She's trying to win her campaign, and she's doing what she needs to do
and
to get the job
done. That's the rub.
So she's
6 weeks ago, Alicia was not involved in running. She didn't want to run.
Right.
She wasn't into the campaign. She didn't want to change her life. If this had happened 6 weeks ago, she would have said, I'm not running. But every week, she gets a little deeper and a little deeper and a little deeper and a little deeper. And she's no longer Alicia trying not to be a politician. She just wants to be a state's attorney. She's becoming a politician. And a politician swallows their tongue when crap like this happens and says, oh, you know what? I'll deal with him on a personal level later. It's about the politics now. This is not Alicia from 6 weeks ago, let alone the start of the show.
That's true.
But she finally opened up to him, though, and let him know I know.
Oh, she let him have it.
She did let him have it.
She let him have it.
She ran up and down all the way through him. Yes, she did. She let him have it and knew exactly where she stood. It didn't stop him or change anything. But she did let him have it.
Zip up your pants, shut your mouth, and stop banging
The help.
No, that was so funny. But not only did she let him have it, Peter let the help have it.
Well, in a different way.
Kind of.
At the end, she's crying. He tried to break it off, you know, and then she's like, I should resign. Oh, my God. No.
And then he's like, no, let's make out.
Right.
And then she said, we're wrong for this. And he said, yeah, we are bad people.
As they continue to make out.
Terrible people.
So he let her have it.
In a different way.
Yeah, sure. Depending on how are you defining letting him have it. Yes, he let her have it, just like he's letting all those other women have it.
Jeez, Peter is...
Peter needs to get it together. And I can't wait until the day, and I know we've had, obviously, seasons of this with Peter, but coming up now, because of what's been going on with Alicia's campaign, and she's finally on a track to do something of her own, really without Peter. I know he's helping and stuff, but this is her thing. I cannot wait for the day where Peter's re-election campaign becomes an impossibility because all this crap he keeps pulling. And Peter deserves what's coming to him, and I can't wait until he gets it.
I don't think he'll ever get it because of Eli. Who
he's
we missed in this episode.
That's true.
He was kind of missing the last episode.
Was,
is he dwindling off? What's going on?
No, definitely not. If Eli dwindles off, I dwindle off. He better come back.
But I think Alan Cummings is now going back to doing Chicago on Broadway. So that may be the reason why he's not around as much. I think he's reprising his role on Broadway. That may be the only reason. But Eli, we need you back.
Well, we've got his daughter, who is a cheaper version of Eli, but she's funny. We like her.
But I didn't get enough of her.
I know,
needed
we need more
of her.
First, she was giving us a lot of mouth. Now she's backing down from the comments.
Speaking of the daughter and the Dino ad, there's no doubt that the daughter leaked the Dino ad, right?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
You think it was the daughter or
I think
was it the campaign?
We heard Johnny's conversation. I think Johnny was piquing the reporter's interest to get the reporter to do whatever he wanted for the next time he's pulling a favor to pull a string.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Johnny
leaked
that. I
don't think the daughter was in the room when he was on that phone call.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we know Johnny didn't do it. And I don't think that Josh Mariner or whatever his name is, we haven't seen enough of him to give him an incentive to do it because he's not there to campaign for Alicia. He's just there because he's a video guy.
What would Eli do? He would have leaked it. So the daughter would have leaked it.
I think the daughter leaked it.
I think Johnny leaked it.
Really?
I do because of the comment that he and the King of Slice and Dice had when he was like, the candidate is the candidate. and the manager, the manager.
Oh,
and that's
really?
When he made that phone call.
He's the little curly haired, goofy, nerdy guy, but maybe he's the one who really did. Like, I done had enough of this. Listen to me, do what I say, and maybe he leaked it.
I think Johnny leaked it. I think that whole conversation was a setup.
I'll be like, oh, you got me.
Yeah. Believe you me, I believe if Johnny leaked it, it was from a newly created Gmail account.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's not going to come back to Johnny.
That he put together 5 minutes before he sent it out.
Put on the Tor browser.
Right, but yeah. I think Johnny sent it out. I do. I don't know anybody else. I mean, they needed it to go out because she needed to retaliate in some type of way. Mm-hmm. That introductory ad that she was doing with the same dress as Frank's mom, she was horrible. Like, that just was not happening.
The second one was horrible.
Yeah, the second
one
was horrible.
The first one, who cares about the dress? She needs
that's
that
what I said,
one.
Who cares about the dress? Yeah. But they needed something. I think he leaked it.
Let's talk about that dress real quick.
That might save her. Some of her fans may be like, you know, oh my God, she wore the same dress as his mom. Like, they think alike. Great minds think alike. I don't know.
Alicia looked
like
better
that.
In the dress. I mean, no offense.
Alicia did look better in the dress.
No offense to Frank's mom, but she did look better in the dress.
It may help her out.
That goes a long way.
I think when it comes down to it, I think the dress is a big deal. You don't want to have the same dress. You don't want to be second to market with that.
Right.
But the performance over everything. Will the dress be an issue? For sure. Everybody will notice mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. But the performance was so much better. I think right. you got to go with your strong suit rather than hiding your weakness. And the strong suit is the performance.
Right.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Eat it on the dress. Say, hey, sorry. What a crazy coincidence, right. but watch this video, you're going to start crying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only as good as your last performance.
And her last performance sucked.
Yeah.
So use the one before that.
Tighten up the frame to try to remove, you know, the dress so it doesn't show that it's the same thing, but you got to go with that first take. Yeah. That second one was horrible.
Yeah. She was fed up by then.
Or change color with no pattern. Take the pattern off the dress, make it blue.
Yeah, make it black or blue. Yeah. Like, what was the flowers about?
Yeah, that's just
that
ridiculous.
Was horrible. Those were horrible choices. Horrible choices.
But that's okay. We're not here to discuss the video editing scenes of this show. Alicia and Peter, that interview that they had together, Alicia rubbing it in Ramona's face.
Yeah. See, that to me was where her real genius came across.
I need to let you guys talk about this because I am not a woman and I don't understand the full...
Well, let me tell it like it is.
Yeah,
please
tell it like it is.
She called Olivia Pope on this one. And the Pope gave her that advice because that was real smooth. That's something Olivia would do.
It shook up Ramona. It shook up Peter. Like, everyone was like, who is this? What is she talking about? Everything from the subtle grabbing of the hand.
And she's bringing back old time. I mean, I'm a think like her. I would have did that. I would have did that and made the little help mad. Get her all, you know, furious
she
mad.
Was.
And also, Peter was reacting back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting there like, oh my God, he was just with me last night. He started like her all over again. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of rekindling. It was bringing back some old flame. And she did it smart, classy. You know, she handled it.
That was real player's game right there. That was Alicia's real, that's a player
that
move
dope.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. That was dope. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a fly on the wall. And
that was so dope.
That was,
I had to
group.
Stand up
that
and give
was,
a round of
that
applause
was,
for that
That was award-winning performance right there.
Yeah.
That
because
shook the
imagine
whole room.
The emotions she was going through. You know what I'm saying? You got to put yourself in our shoes.
Like the rage and the anger and
absolutely.
Stuff like that?
Absolutely.
And she's sitting there and she's, hey, how you doing, girl?
What? Here's my demo.
The fifth wheel,
yeah.
Oh no, she didn't. So she was like, oh no, you didn't. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Turned the camera on and she was like,
great. And yes, it showed just how furious she was because after that she went running to Finn, right? But she composed herself in that interview. She held that man's mm-hmm. hand. She looked, you know, the help in the eye and said, this is my husband. You think you may get a piece of him, but I got the rest. I really have all of them. You have the parts he let you have. You have the parts I let him let you
have.
I have
his last name, so. Me, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to Finn, mm-hmm. just for the record,
yeah.
I have a feeling y'all could spend like another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I can go on and on about this because I don't play about the helps.
This is for
I don't
real.
Like the helps.
This is
I
real
like
player
that.
Moves
that
right here.
That scene had me going because I was like, I feel you. I've been in her shoes before. I've been a wifey and the help coming around the corner peeking. What you peeking at?
This is no, she's having
you
a
know,
flashback
I
moment.
I don't even want to go there. It really got to me. So
Finn has a new law firm, in case you guys missed it a few weeks ago. Moving right off of that. And he's been working late hours. Alicia comes over. We all know what she came over about.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite get there.
He tried, but they're in
no,
love.
No, he didn't try. He didn't try.
No, I thought
he didn't
know.
She tried.
She tried.
She wanted
she
it.
Tried.
I think he was ignorant to it. I think.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think he loves her, but I think it's not. Obviously, he's physically would be physically attracted to her, but it's not a lust. It's not a physical attraction. It's not like, hey, let's hook up now because we can. He loves her as a person, as a friend first, and that romantic love will grow off that. So when she comes to him saying this time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think that's even on his mind. I think he was tired from work. He's like, hey, you're a friend. I really care about you. How can I help you?
He wanted to know what was going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was like, what's going on? Update me. How's everything? And she like, I need to release some stress.
She's like, oh, I will update you right now.
And then he was like, oh, I'm with it. So much so that he came back the next day and said, is the moment gone?
She gave him a hint too. She was like, I so wish there were not any glass doors in here. You know what that means. If there was no glass doors, what?
Yeah, I mean, I think she was subtly trying to say to him, I want this to happen. But like you were saying, the eyes are watching. Eyes are everywhere.
Every?
I can't do this.
He kind of tricked me when he placed his hand on her hand when they were sitting down on the couch.
Because he loves her.
So that kind of, I was confused, like, okay.
Let me tell you guys. You guys talked about beating women. You did
a
little women thing.
Like,
let me tell you what it's like to be a guy.
Please.
A very smooth one, by the way, ladies.
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you right now, the physical contact is a test. Even if he wasn't totally into the physical thing, maybe he was just catching on when she was getting up to leave, that's a test. When you were with the girl, like for the first or second date, you haven't had much physical contact, but you have good rapport. And this wasn't a date, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you're around her and there's something there, and you touch her physically, or you brush against her, or whatever, you're testing. How does she respond? If you brush against her and she's like, oh, and she kind of moves away.
I'm testing.
You're probably not into it. If you touch that hand, and like that hand opens up a little bit, you know. Women are probably like, no, he's totally wrong. But as guys, this is things
really,
we do.
Really, Bobby,
it's
you done taught me something.
I don't know about this one. Because people say, I think like a man, so I don't really know about that one right there.
Hey, it's every 60% of the time, it works every time.
60% of the time.
I gotta replay that scene.
And this is why I'm single. I think it's really a test. And I'm not saying that was outwardly what he was doing, but that's part of what that is. Obviously, they show that for a reason.
Why did he come back, Bobby?
Because he's interested now.
He's interested now. So we know this door has now been opened.
It's open. There's a possibility.
It's a real possibility. It's going down. It's
so you're saying there's a chance. So you're
I
saying
they already had a chance?
Oh, they definitely do.
Oh, they do.
But
he knows
exactly what kind of a chance that is now.
Right.
But there's too much at stake. She's not going to end up doing it. For the record, there is one office in this entire show that has no glass doors and windows, and that office is
I don't know.
Peter Florex.
Wow.
Think about
that is true.
That is so true.
You are
so sneaky.
Think about it. Everybody's got glass doors and windows, but the one guy who's getting some. He's a pro, man. He knows what
I'm
he's doing. I'm going
to have to remember that when I get my office.
That's what,
no
yeah, Peter
doors.
Knows what he's doing.
Or Eli. Maybe glass doors if you're married, young lady.
Let's put it, Eli knows what he's doing to give him the office with no windows.
Exactly. Or that's just the way the governor's office is.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, either way.
Either way.
So we'll see what happens with Finn. They're obviously in love. We don't want to beat a dead horse. We'll see what that turns into and what that love actually means. But they've got a connection deeper than, you know, oh, hey, you're my friend. It's way more than that.
It's way more than that.
My question is, do you think Peter and Alicia will ever divorce?
It depends on their station and on their lot in life. If Alicia's the state's attorney and she has to run for something again, if Peter keeps running for governor, I don't. How could they? I mean, I know divorced people have won political positions before and continue to do so probably at a higher rate now as time goes on. But I think they kind of are forced to stay together at this point. If they divorced, it's so much more dirt.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they stay together.
So this is real life. People that, you know, run for these type of things have to...
Look at Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's not the identical thing. But what do you think would have happened to Bill Clinton if Hillary said, see you, dude?
Well, that goes back to mail and, you know, the president, you know, scandal talk with you guys, you know.
Yeah, well, this is the good wife.
This is the good wife. Scandal's on another night. All right, I think that is it on Peter, Ramona, Finn, Alicia, Frank. We will see what happens with Alicia and Frank. I, for one, since you guys talked about it last week, I missed it. I, for one, am disappointed that James Castro is gone. I hope he sticks around in some way. He's a good supervillain. Actor's a great actor. Mm-hmm. Plays a really hateful part. He does his job. He wants you to hate him, and he does his job. I really hope we see more of him.
I hope they bring him back in some shape, form, or fashion, because the way they announced that he was no longer in the race, it wasn't satisfying enough. So I need him to come back.
Put him in the race with that box.
True, but I need him to come back and he and Alicia have one more conversation or something. Because
I really don't care.
their interaction was just so juicy. It was just filled with so much venom. And really, the only thing we know about the reason Alicia even considered this state's attorney's race was Castro.
Yeah.
I mean, now she's far from it. She still hasn't stated why she's doing it. No one's really asked her yet. But in the beginning, it was. It's simply because of Castro. Now he's gone.
I feel like it's less drama without him being there.
Yeah.
And he was a dirty dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm content.
And this Frank guy is, I mean, he's interesting. He's 3 points ahead, but that's still not the juice. That's still not, you know, the controversy that was between the feelings between mm-hmm. she and Castro. Mm-hmm. That was real. Like, you could tell they hated each other.
But hey, listen, from a business perspective on The Good Wife, if you were the Kings, you've already got Michael J. Fox on the roster, and you can kind of pull him out whenever you need to, right. like you did last week.
Yeah.
You've got David Hyde Pierce. David Hyde Pierce, another good name, who's
yeah,
had
true.
A nice career. And I don't have the name in front of me, the guy who plays Castro, but he's a great actor, I mm-hmm. think. But David Hyde Pierce is a name, and that's another name you can pull out. So maybe they said, hey, we got a chance to get David Hyde Pierce on the show, be a recurring character. Castro's cool. David Hyde Pierce's character would be awesome. Let's really develop that.
Yeah, which he's also maybe. So different than what he was on Frasier, so
exactly.
it just gives a different side of him, too.
And
so.
Not that this is a ratings gimmick for them, that they're hurting for ratings, right. but it is, you know, you always want to, it's never a bad thing to have a guy like that come on.
That's true.
We'll see. All right, let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict Allison goes first today.
I predict Bobby has a crush on me. But my prediction is...
certainly not.
I feel like I should leave the room.
You and your glass windows and all that sort of stuff.
I'm flirting with Bobby.
Terrified.
I don't know. I have the most craziest predictions.
I'd like to keep my soul. Thank you very much.
Hey, I really, I'm stuck. I just...
Give us your craziest.
My mind is going everywhere.
Give us your craziest prediction.
The security guard.
Mm.
Something in my gut is telling me it's not positive. I don't know if it's not positive with him and Bishop. Something's not right with the bodyguard. And also, Lainey, I think she's going to do something, revenge, to Kalinda.
Interesting. For me... I am going back to the Alicia Finn thing. I'm still on the kick that Alicia will not finish this campaign. Something that she'll have a scandal of her own. I mean, Peter's doing his, you know, thing with Ramona. So as far as scandals go, he's helping, you know, he's bringing something. But I think this Alicia Finn thing is going to happen. It's going to happen, of course, at the absolute worst moment. And it's going to be a scandal of her own, and she may be standing in front of Peter saying, will you stand by me?
Ooh, that's a hell of a prediction.
That was a good one.
Talk about flipping the script. How about this for a little script flipper? Alicia said to Peter in the car, in the limo, by the way, I don't know if it was the same limo, but the same scene, Alicia reads Peter the Riot Act, and then he makes out with old girl.
She's sitting in the same scene.
I think... I think Peter will get caught with Ramona. She doesn't resign because Peter's an idiot. Mm. I think he will get caught with Ramona in some undeniable way. It's going to negatively affect his political future, maybe forever. I don't know. We'll see that down the road. But Alicia told him she's not going to stand by him again. She's not going to put up with him again. This will be the defining moment, Alicia. Talk is talk. Action is action for a reason. When he gets caught again, because you know he will, leave him. I think she's going to say, okay, it's divorce time.
Really?
And I think if it's during the campaign in the next few weeks, I think she's going to say, you know what? My life comes before the campaign. I can't do it with Peter anymore. We're done. Campaign fallout be damned. Mm-hmm. If it's after the campaign, it won't matter as much with the campaign.
Right.
But I think he will get caught again, and I think she's going to come to a point and have to draw a line in the sand and say, I warned you. I warned you a million times. See you, bro. And bye, Felicia.
But he might use that to his advantage. Like, I'm sorry, I made bad decisions. It was dumb.
I think he will get outed publicly, so publicly that no apology will make a difference. You can't deny it, and it will negatively affect both of them so much. She's going to have to cut ties.
But Finn will be happy.
Yeah,
and that opens right up.
And Ramona will be happy too, right?
Well, listen, Peter's love. This is a side topic, but real fast. Peter's love forever is Alicia, even though he can't keep it in his pants. He's not going to go commit to the next girl. Mm-hmm. It will always be side chick after side chick after side chick, even if he's not married. It's never... Or if he gets remarried, he's going to do the same thing to Ramona or whoever that he was doing to Alicia.
Right.
But Alicia's the one for him. He just has one of many.
Many.
Must be nice.
Well, he is the governor. He can do what he wants. So... Again, if you're watching on YouTube, how does Kalinda get removed from the show? Does she die? Does she leave? How does she leave? We want to hear from you guys, so comment on that. Speaking of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all that good stuff, you can talk to us on social media. So, Allison, where can we find you? Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Where can they tweet you?
As always, you guys can find me on Twitter or Instagram at That's A Law, THATSALAW.
That's A Law.
That's A Law.
That's me.
And this is Tara Johnson. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail. That's WAGGIN.
Wagon.
She's so cute.
That is a hell of a name. I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMiro, Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMiro. You can use the hashtag Take Your Soul on Twitter. I was serious about that. Well, I'll check that hashtag this week. Seriously, use that thing.
I want to see that.
I'm going to text Bobby's tonight.
I want to see if anybody uses Take Your Soul. And again, comment on YouTube. We'll follow up with those, you guys. That's it this week on The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't talk anymore.
That's okay.
We'll be back next week. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.